Today's most useful AI story is not about a bigger model or a flashier demo. It's about where AI gets placed inside a real workflow. GitHub said it is now previewing AI-powered security detections on pull requests. In plain English, that means when someone opens or updates a pull request, GitHub can run AI-based checks, show the results right inside that pull request, and present them as information for a human to review. According to GitHub's announcement, these detections are informational rather than merge blocking. That distinction matters. A lot. Because the real question is not whether an AI tool can produce a useful suggestion. The real question is whether it can sit in the middle of work people already do, without making the process slower, more confusing, or harder to trust. This story is interesting because it moves AI out of the generator role and into the review gate. If you have not worked in software development, a pull request is simply a formal way of proposing a change and asking for review before it goes live. But the idea here is broader than code. Many teams have some version of this: a content review step, a client approval step, a compliance check, a quality control pass. The important move is the same. AI is being inserted into a decision point that already exists. That is why this story belongs on a watch list, for creators and small businesses, not just engineering teams. For a small team, the value of AI is often not in making one perfect answer. It is in helping the team do repeatable work with fewer surprises. A review step is exactly where that can help, because review is where errors get caught, where ownership becomes clear, and where a process either stays reliable or starts to fray. Let's separate what is confirmed from what is still unknown. Confirmed. GitHub says the detections are in public preview. They run when a pull request is opened or updated. They appear directly in the pull request, and they are informational, not a hard stop. Unknown from the material we have. How accurate the detections are in different kinds of projects, how noisy they may be at first, how much teams will be able to customize them, and how much work it takes to maintain them over time. Those are the practical questions that usually decide whether a tool becomes useful or annoying. That is the core lesson here. The value is not just in the AI output. The value is in how it changes the workflow. A practical example helps. Imagine a small web team that ships weekly updates. Right now, one person opens a pull request, one teammate reviews it, and the team relies on that reviewer to catch obvious security issues or risky patterns. If an AI check can surface likely problems inside the pull request, then the reviewer may spend less time scanning for basic issues and more time on judgment calls. Is this change safe? Does it fit our standards? Did we miss something important? That does not remove human review. It changes what human review is for, and that is a good place for AI to be, if you use it carefully. Here is a simple one-week experiment you can run. Pick one existing approval step, not the biggest one in your business, but one that happens often enough to learn from. Then add one AI-assisted review check if your tools support it, or simulate one if they do not. Track three things: whether it reduces rework, whether it clarifies who owns the final decision, and whether it creates extra maintenance or confusion. For a content team, that might mean using AI to flag missing references, inconsistent terminology, or obvious policy issues before publication review. For an operations team, it might mean flagging missing fields in a request before approval. For a product team, it might mean checking for common risk patterns before a release goes out. The point is not to automate the decision. The point is to see whether AI can improve repeatability without adding overhead. That's also where the risks live. First, false confidence. If an AI check is framed like a security or quality signal, people may assume it is more reliable than it really is. But a preview tool is still a preview tool. It can help, but it should not be treated as a substitute for judgment. Second, noise. If a review step produces too many low-value alerts, people stop paying attention, then the tool becomes process clutter instead of process support. Third, ownership drift. If a team is not explicit about who acts on the AI output, everyone may assume someone else will handle it. That is how useful checks turn into ignored notifications. Fourth, maintenance. Any workflow tool has a cost. If you add a check, you also add the need to monitor it explain it, and occasionally adjust it. That is especially true if the check is custom or sits inside a sensitive approval path. So the human review checks for this story are straightforward. 1. Keep a person in charge of the final decision. 2. Review the AI output for consistency over time, not just whether it sounds helpful today. 3. Define what happens when the AI is wrong, vague or silent. 4. Make sure the team knows whether the check is advisory or required. 5. After the trial, ask whether the process is actually better or just more complicated. That last question matters more than people expect. In small teams especially, a tool can look impressive and still fail the only test that counts. Does it make the work more repeatable and easier to manage? That is why this story is bigger than GitHub alone. It is a sign that AI is moving into places where teams already make decisions. That is where AI becomes operational, not just experimental. And that is also why this edition is really about workflow, cost, and control. The cost is not only money, it's also the cost of attention, the cost of maintenance, and the cost of introducing another layer into a working process. If you are deciding whether to use this kind of tool, my practical verdict is test carefully, not because it is bad, not because the idea is too early, but because the right question is whether it fits a real workflow and improves it without creating extra drag. If you already have a review step, this is the kind of AI use case worth examining first. It is concrete, bounded, and easy to measure. If you do not have a reliable approval process yet, then AI will not fix that for you. The process needs to exist before the tool can help. So what should you watch next? Watch for whether these AI detections stay informational or become more configurable over time. Watch for whether GitHub or other tools like it show evidence that the detections are accurate enough to save time instead of creating noise. And watch for whether teams start using AI more often at review points rather than only at generation points. That shift would tell us something important. The next phase of AI adoption is not just about creating content, code, or images faster. It is about fitting AI into the control points where work gets checked, approved, and handed off. That is the real story today. Not bigger, not louder, just closer to the way teams actually work